Making independent movies locally can take a long time, and film productions often drag on for months, even years. An upcoming filmmaking contest adds a unique twist to the usual challenges of making movies, a time limit of 48 hours. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Area filmmakers and their crews will be put to the test in the upcoming Ghostlight 48-Hour Film Slam that gets underway in a few weeks. Joining me to discuss the Film Slam and give advice on how to prepare a filmmaking team, I'm happy to have back on the program Ray Sanchez, owner of the marketing and media firm Ghostlight Creative. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's nice. This is becoming an annual thing, and I should mention that this is not your first 48-hour film slam. This goes back quite a ways. What is the history behind this?
Well, we had hoped to get into filmmaking, and that's always a goal, but when we started out, storytelling was a big part of our venture into advertising and creative arts. Mm-hmm. And through the course of doing that work, we've encountered many creatives, videographers, photographers, you know, talent of different kinds. And we decided to create a venue by which they can showcase their talent unfettered, you know, for, you know, with a client or a project or a job. And so we decided to make this event. And knowing what we know about creatives, we knew that everyone needs a deadline and an angry, screaming producer.
And a test.
And a test, yeah. And some rules, you know. So we made a 48 hours model after there's a national 48-hour film project. Mm-hmm. So we kind of did a microcosm of that here and got it going, and we had a great response ever since.
Fantastic. So no budget and almost no time. There's really no time for indecision in this process.
Right. It's about storytelling and planning.
And some of that planning can't happen until I know you're having a briefing on Friday, June 20th at your offices, and that is the official kickoff of the clock. I guess the clock starts on Friday, June 20th?
That's exactly right. We don't want people to finish a film on that weekend. We want them to start, shoot, and finish it on that weekend.
And even conceive of it, because they don't know what the subject matter is going to be, correct?
That's correct. They're actually going to draw for their genre.
Wow.
And there are about 13 genres in there, including horror and Western, documentary, you know, a heist, drama, comedy. And so, you know, teams would draw. If they don't like what they get the first try, they can take another one, but they've got to keep what they draw the second time.
You get
time.
Two shots, huh?
You get two shots at it and no going back. And then we supply a line of dialogue that must be included in the film.
And to make sure they didn't pre-shoot it?
Yeah, it's got to be in there somewhere. It's got to make
hilarious.
Sense. And then there is finally a scene, a setting that must be included. And so the first year was Union Depot. The second year was the Red Equis in Mexico.
Wow. Fantastic. Now, how do people, if they're thinking, you know, I want to learn more about this or I might want to just give this a whirl, you are taking pre-registrations?
That's exactly right. You can sign up yourself as a team of one or a team of many on our website. ghostlightevents.com and have at it. And you don't need video equipment, anything fancy. If you have an iPhone and you want to just do some editing or plan it in such a way, you have one take wonders all the way through.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, these are not feature length films. They're 8 minute shorts or less, including
credits.
That is
the cap. That's the cap is 8 minutes.
That's the cap. You can't go over 8 minutes.
Right. But it could be shorter. And you know, today just about every still camera takes video. So most people, whether they know it or not, have something in their household, whether it's their phone or a DSLR or some device that shoots video.
Right. That's exactly right. And we really aim this at – we call them storytellers for a reason because filmmakers kind of can mentally carve people out of the picture. And if you just want to have fun and have a story to tell, you might be surprised how amazing of a story you could tell in 8 minutes with the deadline, with a little encouragement. And there's a lot of people to celebrate that creativity and that gumption to get after it.
You're excluding no one from this registration.
Absolutely no one. Again, if you have a story to tell and want to have fun for a weekend, come out and, you know, do your thing. And you can see the previous year's films on our website and compare what you think you can do to that. And I think that would encourage you to come out as well.
Great. So if the briefing is Friday, June 20th at 6 p.m., I presume the close of the film slam is Sunday, June 22nd at 6 p.m. They have to turn in their finished product by then?
Yes, and actually the briefing starts at 6, and we release them before 7. The deadline is Sunday evening at 7. So we want to make sure that none of our
49 hours.
Yeah, well, and that none of our 48 hours is taken up by briefing
by
time.
By talking.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. There is a small registration fee and a reason to pre-register early, because it's $50, I guess, if you register by the 18th, but it's $80 the day of.
Yes, and we would love to just, you know how many we're dealing with for planning mm-hmm. purposes. And you know, we actually put the pre-registration 2 days before the briefing. So we really wanted to encourage everyone to come out.
How many teams are you anticipating?
You know, we've had 18 and 22 in previous years. So, you know, if we get 25, we're going to be very happy.
That's amazing. That's just fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
That is great. And, you know, the other cool thing about this is that these registration fees, a large portion of them, you're donating to charity. Tell me about that.
That's right. The proceeds of the event, including the entrance to the screening, is really going to go toward supporting an orphanage that's in the Valley of Juarez. Mm-hmm. That, you know, the orphanage has been a long time in construction, and hopefully it's nearing an end. It's going to be 400 beds. The Mexican government has agreed to, you know, fully populate the center once it's complete. And the significant thing about that story is that over the last 5 years of construction, really the anticipation is that many of the children that will be housed there will be there as a result of the recent drug war and the violence. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a great charity. It's a great event to tie ourselves to, and really a way to hopefully give people an excuse also to participate or come to the screening.
So people with little or no expertise are invited to make films, whether you've never made a film or you make films every weekend, they should come out and be a part of this. And the fact that you have some requirements that don't allow them to pre-plan what their story or their film is going to be, what advice do you give people, at least as far as putting together a team so that they're ready to hit the ground running?
Absolutely. Well, putting together a team, you're going to want to have a some writing, or at least a, you know, someone who has a story to tell, someone who can operate the phone or camera or equipment. Mm-hmm. If you have someone who can play a little ditty on a keyboard or a guitar, that might be helpful for music. And, you know, I would say a project manager, someone who's just watching the clock.
Sort of the producer.
The producer, yeah, the screaming producer, you know, somebody who's really doesn't have to be a high-end, should not be a creative. It should just be someone who's
gets the job done.
Who's there and wants to get some sleep, too.
Right.
Someone who's, like, you know, yelling at you. And then start, go from your deadline, you know, of, let's say, give yourselves 2 hours to upload the video. Mm-hmm. And then work backwards from there, and then let the madness begin.
Do people actually run the whole 48 hours and get right through it and don't sleep?
Absolutely. We have social media channels for people to kind of post what their status is during the event.
Oh, neat.
And we've seen, you know, it's 4:35, we're on our fourth cup of coffee, we're stuck doing this, the camera's doing this, we're running home to go get a backup, we're on location. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's another key point of advice, is always have backups of things with you on site. And, you know, you'd be amazed what you would need in 30 seconds. That, you know, if you pre-think everything and have it and have a backup of that, mm-hmm. Things can go pretty well from you. But
so there is quite a lot they can plan for, even if they don't know what type of film they're making or what the story is yet. Just having those roles defined within the team of who's doing what, so you can hit the ground running.
We've had return teams that we've spoken with, and they said, you know, having that first year under our belt was a huge bonus, mm-hmm. because we knew the things that could occur. And so they were able to – we had teams that couldn't make the deadline the first year that had great films. In fact, the best film that I've seen so far didn't make the deadline because it was a Spanish film, and we required them to have subtitles.
Ah.
See, and that's an extra hurdle. But so, yes, there's a lot you can plan for. There's a lot that you can't plan for, but we've had a full range from junior high kids to professional video production companies, yeah. to kids and company entered both years as well.
You mentioned somebody who can play the guitar. I think that's really important, because I know a lot of amateur filmmakers, they often don't think about the sound and music that go with their films. It's an afterthought. And if you have bad sound and don't have music, then it kind of kills the – you can have the best looking visuals and story, but it kind of takes you out of the film.
That's right. You know, and there are some simple things you can do in terms of sound and music that really take a good story and make it an awesome little flick. And we've had people that just, you know, had a silent movie last mm-hmm. year. And it was interesting. It was interesting. But, you know, you just have a little bit of music and it's amazing what that adds.
Do you have advice on just, you know, if you've got 48 hours, is there a certain percentage you suggest of that 48 hours to devote to writing the story? And then at that point, you know, how much percentage should be on shooting and post-production? Or is it just up to each team? Do you give any sort of suggestions?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it is up to each team, but definitely a constant is I would be into shooting production that Friday night if you can get that far. Because if you're still writing Saturday morning,
yeah, it's over.
It might be because of the editing. People don't realize that so much in the editing. And the other thing is if you can budget multiple angles or takes on your shots, unless you have a crew where you have multi cameras, but you know that's kind of a bigger crew and a kind of a bigger thing. So but you know, we have film students that kind of are aware of all this or later in their schooling, but if you're an amateur or novice, budget a lot of time for shooting and probably twice as much time for editing. Once you do that, you're kind of like, well, yikes, I don't have any time to write. And that's exactly right.
So you've got 2 hours Friday night.
You need to come up with a protagonist, antagonist, a plot, climax, and a twist. And if you could just get that done, it's amazing how much you're going to be writing while you're shooting. Mm-hmm. You'll have ideas. You'll improve the story. You know, let your refining be during production.
This is obviously a celebration of regional talent, but it's also a competitive contest. I know you have some judges, and there's a jury that will oversee this and give some awards.
That's right. And so we have four judges this year. Linda Stogner is a documentary film producer out of Dallas, Emmy Award winning. And Bruce Mayo, who's an advertising creative copywriter out of south side of Los Angeles. And we have James Fino, which is with an animation studio, very current Adult Swim and multiple projects there. And then Dustin Ibarra, who's also a stand-up comedian and an actor, judging these films.
What a great way to get exposure to for local talent with these professionals in other markets and get the feedback of real pros on their work. That's just fantastic that you've got that as an element of this. We should mention that you are having a screening party on June 30th at Tricky Falls. So I guess the week after everything's turned in, you're going to have a big celebration of all the work.
That's right. We'll screen all the films. We'll, you know, the event is open to the public. It's at 1 p.m. on a Sunday. We had planned to get everyone out in time to go to the ballpark if they want to do that. And, you know, keep in mind that we give away our Flamey Awards to the winners, which is a memento, a piece that they can keep. We've done it every
nice.
Year. And of course, there is some incentive prize money involved for the top three places.
I know it's a lot of work for you and a labor of love, so I appreciate you doing this. And watch out, listeners, if you see people running around town that weekend with cameras.
It's midnight madness all over again in El Paso, yeah.
Well, thanks, Ray, for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
I've been discussing the upcoming Ghostlight 48-Hour Film Slam with Ray Sanchez, Film Slam organizer and owner of the marketing and media firm Ghostlight Creative. Registration is now open to participants in the Film Slam, and rules and sign-up forms are available at ghostlightevents.com. You can also find examples of past films at ghostlightevents.com. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.